tuned in to Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Okay, so I'm going to have a talk about a few topics today. So my first topic, right, is about Nolan Wells. If y'all don't know the story about Nolan Wells, a few weeks ago, he went on a boat trip or some kind of trip with his friend. Nolan Wells is a black kid, only 18 years old. He's black, and his three friends are white. Okay, so he went on a trip with them. And his friend came back without him, with his cell phone, right? Come find out he died. I think he died drowning or something like that. They found his body face down in the water, right? May he rest in peace now. I think the family had the funeral a couple of days ago of Nolan Wells, right? But the reason why I really want to actually talk about the topic, because I don't know really what happened. The investigation haven't really been completed yet. I don't even know if they really started to really investigate to see what happened, right? But what I really want to talk about, though, man, is this dude by the name of Officer Tatum. Right? Officer Tatum, no, he's a black man. For some reason, I don't know, man, this dude, I've been seeing this dude on my timeline for the past, like, year. But lately, right, about him, what really makes me mad about him as a black person, right? Every single time there's some negative involving black people, he always got to highlight it on his platform, right? See how black people are, see how black people is this. That's all he does. Highlight negative things regarding black people, right? All the time. But never once, when a white person do something negative, whatever, he doesn't highlight it on his platform. As a black man. You understand me? And I don't like that, man. You know what I mean? I mean, one time I saw him somewhere. It's him and two white men. And he was in the middle of these two white men. And I swear, this dude looked like a straight clown. He does. He looked like a straight clown being in the middle of these two white men. Sorry, but that's not, I'm going to call it as I see it, right? So now, he wants to, Tom, I saw him the other day on Instagram, and he said, look, he's going to interview one of the boys, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got evidence and everything. I'm going to interview one of the boys, right? And he didn't say that, but the way he was speaking, he feels though that the guy is guilty. You know, I mean, not guilty, I'm sorry, but the guy is innocent. That's why he feels. That's how he feels, right? You know what I mean? Without no evidence, right? Without nothing going on, all he does is, you know what I mean? When it comes to black, whatever the black and white thing, he always going to choose the white folks instead of wait and see. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people on the right, that's what they do, right? Some people on the left do that too, but a lot of people on the right, they that's what they do. They, before all evidence come into play, they're quick to go to judge. You know what I mean? I'm not like that. Cause I wasn't there. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna judge these white kids. I don't know what happened. You see what I'm saying? Until all evidence come, until somebody get charged, then I probably make up my opinion, right? You know what I mean? Sometimes you can feel that way. Oh, these white kids did it, right? But at the same time, though, you can't really say that. You know what I mean? Cause I remember a couple of years ago, this black girl and her black friends went to Mexico. And what happened? Her black friend beat her up until she died. You understand me, right? I don't know if they put her body in one of those freezers, whatever. or something like that. But they end up killing her. Right. Her only black friends. Right. You know what I mean? She invited these friends, I think, for a birthday party, for a birthday, whatever, to enjoy her birthday in Mexico. And she ended up dead in Mexico. And her black friends did it. So I don't believe right here, me personally, I do not believe this is a black or white thing at all. You know what I'm saying? I believe this is an individual thing. This is how I feel, right? I think it's a more of an individual thing. You know what I mean? Because some people are just heartless like that. You understand me? You know what I mean? Now, if one of those guys end up killing the guy and other two friends that know what happened, and they know what happened, and they don't say nothing, then all of them will be charged once the evidence comes to light and see what happened. You know what I mean? And see what happened. Because we don't really know yet. I mean, we don't really know what really happened, though, man. It's just sad to me, though. A young kid, 18 years old, though, man. And, you know, he was in great shape, too. And I think they said he could swim. He's a good swimmer. You know what I mean? So somebody probably drowned him or something like that. You know what I mean? But you don't have questions, though. You know what I mean? How do friends end up with his cell phone? Yeah, you really have that type of questions, right? Why did the friend have the cell phone but not his body? Why did they call somebody? You know what I'm saying? Call a responsible party, adult up response. I know this. They were adults. They were 18 years old. So still, but still, somebody that's older than them, a responsible adult. If something happened, right? You know what I'm saying? If something happened, they panic. All that too. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes 18-year-old kids do dumb shit, man. Because think about it, man. I've had friends. Thank God I was smart enough to get away from those friends. Because those friends, if I was still hanging with them at the time, they probably got me locked up, or they probably would have got me killed. You understand me? That's why, you know what I'm saying, friends like that, I stay away from. People like that, anyway, I stay away from. See what I'm saying? So we don't really know what really happened, man. We just have to wait until all the evidence come into play, or until maybe somebody get charged, right? And I guarantee, if one of the white kids get charged, I can see it being a race war right now online. Actually, it was just crazy to me. The like with the Carmelo Anthony and Austin Metcalf situation. You see what I'm saying? Because, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I do believe 35 years is a little too extreme. But at the same time, though, he deserves to spend some time in jail. Sorry. He should never have the damn knife. Sorry. That's what I feel. You know what I'm saying? He took somebody's life. For real, took somebody's life. And I don't give a damn if the guy is 40 pounds heavier than him. He still took somebody's life. You know what I mean? Because I can only use my situation, right? And I remember when I was a young kid, I was a very skinny kid. You know what I mean? And I fought a guy twice my size. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee, because this dude was an athlete, Carmelo Anthony. Both of them were, these kids were athletes. Right? All these, they were athletes, right? I wasn't a damn athlete. And yeah, I probably wasn't in good shape when I was 17, like Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony probably in great shape, because he's a track star, a football star. You see what I'm saying? I didn't play no. I played basketball with my friends and little sports with my friends, but I never played for no team. You know what I mean? So I'm saying, and we use these hands, man. Growing up, when I was young, we didn't, you know what I'm saying? We didn't fight with no knives. We fought with our hands. Even if Carmelo Anthony would have got his butt whipped, look at your butt whipped, we call it a day. Oh, fight back. You see what I'm saying? That's how I look at the whole situation, man. I feel sorry for the kid, you know what I mean? And I wish he would never would have the knife in his book bag, man. I wish he would never had a knife in the book bag. You know what I mean? And I hope he does get a new trial. Because I really do believe 35 years is to the extreme. When you see people who do like real cold-blooded murder, you know what I'm saying, get less time than that. That's crazy. This kid never been in trouble with the law before. And to give him that many time? Nah, it ain't right. It's not right at all, period. You know what I mean? Now back to this Nolan Wells situation, right? Another thing that I think about too, right? When I see people like Ben Crump and Al Sharpton. Now, we need people like Ben Crump and Al Sharpton, you know what I'm saying, to highlight injustice that do happen around the country. Because without them, a lot of cases would go unnoticed. I get it. But my situation with them, right, even with the Black Lives Matter people, I never really was really a fan of them anyway. You know what I mean? When there's white and black crime, right? White, don't say killing a black person. They're quick to come out, right? And talk trash. But about black people killing black people? Why don't they come out and talk trash then too? Because I guarantee we probably see more black people killing black people than we do see white people killing black people. It happens, don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? I don't want people to be consistent. I understand you can't go to every things, but this type of stuff we need to start highlighting in the system, man. When you hear some of these neighborhoods and these little street guys doing crazy things and they get murdered by their own people, we need to start bringing that stuff to light, right? We need it, right? And when the people get caught, they will get caught and go to jail. We need to start showing their face all over the damn social media and try to teach all them kids this is not what you should be like, killing people. Because that's what's going to happen to you. That's what's going to happen to you, right? Either you're going to die or go to jail. You see what I'm saying? Or get the death penalty, right? I just want to see more of these activists, man, be an activist too for black and black crimes. Not only on just white and white crimes, though, man. You know what I mean? Trust me. I understand that there's a lot across America, and you can't get through a lot. But sometimes there's some major one that is in the news, probably be online. I know you have people, young people that work for y'all, that work for them, that'd be searching the internet. That's young, that be seeing things come across the internet, and they can do the research, right? Right? They're like a couple years ago. This rapper, right? And another thing, a lot of these young rappers, I had never heard of them until they die. Right? Not one of their music or nothing until after they're dead. They are dead. Right? Let's talk about a young rapper from Houston, Texas. Him and his daughter was at a car wash. His daughter was 5 years old. And the was at a car wash, I guess, washing out his car. The ops or the enemy saw them. Start spraying on the car. Killed him and his daughter, right? Where was Ben Crump then? Where was Tamika Mallory? Where was the Black Lives Matter movement? Where were they? You see what I'm saying? A black man taking another black man's life. Where were they, right? I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, you got to be like out there, but make statements because they got big platforms. You know what I'm saying? Make statement, not no tweet or nothing like that, but actually come out and speak on it. You know what I mean? Give some stats. Those type of things, right? I mean, they're a rapper, never heard of them either. Julio Fulio. I don't know what kind of damn name is that. But Julio Fulio, right, from Florida. When a young rapper got murdered by four people and a female was the accomplice, right? Where would Ben come then? Right? Thank God all of them got caught and all of them went to jail, gone to jail. They locked up because those people do not deserve the light of day. You see what I'm saying? Those people do not deserve the light of day. If you're going to take somebody's life, you need to spend the rest of your life in prison. No parole, no nothing. I'm glad Florida has no parole law. I'm glad that, man. Because those people do not deserve, I don't give a damn. You took somebody's life. I ain't got no sympathy for those type of people at all. They probably don't agree with them. You know what I'm saying? Now, if y'all fist fighting, things happen. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fist fighting, maybe somebody accidentally get killed because y'all fist fighting. Okay. I can see it was an accident, but you need to go to jail. But when you deliberately said, I'm going to kill you. I don't like you. That's what makes me mad. That's what makes me upset. You see what I'm saying? So I'm glad, right? And the girl too, you know what I mean? That young lady, beautiful girl, man, ruined her damn life. She was only, what, 20 years old? Right, I think they gave her 15 years. So she's going to be young enough to still, you know what I'm saying? I don't think she's having the kids yet, to still start a family when she gets out of jail. And she will. A girl like that, as long as she keep her body, she keep her body right and she keep herself up in prison, trust me, when she gets out of jail, she going to find a man that's going to take care of her. I guarantee that. She probably will. You see what I'm saying? Right? You know what I mean? But the rest of them, spend the rest of their life in jail, man. Right? But where was Ben Crump? And the Black Lives Matter, where black people killing each other. Right? That's why we need to start doing more, man. We need to start with those activist people. We need to start, even just make statements. I get it, you know what I'm saying? You can't go to because when those type of things happen, right? You can't go to everything because you got to get paid and you got to go to work. I get all that. Because, yeah, you got to pay your staff. And you have to live too by feeding your family. I understand all that, man. You know what I'm saying? But simply making a little bit of statement, you know what I'm saying, coming on your Instagram or your TikTok, you talk about it. You see what I'm saying? Every now and then, right, you go to, like, somebody's funeral when it happened, a black man, you know what I'm saying, somebody's funeral. You talk about it. You highlight it. You understand me? You highlight those type of things. About these black people killing each other, and what can we do? Figure out a way to try to change the way black people think. You know what I mean? Because when I see, you know what I'm saying, another man died by the hands of another black man, right? Not only that, when this, a congressperson, a former congressperson, black man in Virginia that killed his wife, she was a doctor, right? This was a murder-suicide. You see what I'm saying? But none, I don't hear no Black Lives Matter people talking about it. Right? You understand me? I don't hear no Ben Crump talking about it. I don't hear Tamika Mallory talking about it. You understand me? I don't hear none of those people talking about it. Right? Those type of things. You know what I mean? When a black person dies from the hand of another black person, we need to highlight, we need to talk about those type of things, man. Because sometimes it's getting ridiculous. You know what I mean? Trust me. I'm not lying to you. You're not a white man I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of my own black people. See what I'm saying? Because sometimes if you look at them strange, they're ready to shoot you. For real. That's why I stopped going to clubs, man. When I was younger, I party my butt off. I used to party, right? The only time I stopped going to certain clubs, certain type of clubs. Because I feel though a lot of those clubs do not have enough security to protect you. You know what I'm saying? You spend all your damn money at these clubs, but they can't protect you if something happens. You know what I mean? So I start spending their money, I start going to a lot more upscale clubs. Right now I'm going to be at least a little more safe. You see what I'm saying? For real. Those type of things we need to start talking about, man, right? When black people killing each other, highlight, talk about it. You know what I mean? Freaking, we talk about race. We need to, I would say, talk about embarrassment, embarrass them on the internet, talk trash about them, you know what I'm saying? Be like, don't be, you know what I'm saying, show the picture in the prison suit or in court and be like, don't be this guy. All right? Something like that. Don't be this guy or this gal. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Show the kids, start training the youth now. Right? The black youth now from the ghetto. You know what I mean? I remember a couple days ago, the Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Holiness, Dr. Andrew Holiness. He was talking on Instagram, right? And I follow the Prime Minister. I still want to know what's going on. I'm a Jamaican, so I still want to to know what's going on in Jamaican politics. So I follow him. And he said something. This is what he said, right, about people that basically grew up in the ghetto. Right? He said, that because you grew up in the ghetto, that don't give you excuse to commit a crime. He said that, right? Because there's a lot of people out there that grew up in the ghetto that still live on the right side of the law. And I agree with him to a certain extent, right? If you grew up in the ghetto, no excuse. Commit crime and get caught, take your ass to jail. Point blank. You go to jail. I don't give a damn. I ain't got a sympathy for you. But poverty does bring crime too. And I think that's what he's missing. Poverty brings crime in these poor neighborhood. No, I don't care if it's a black neighborhood, white neighborhood. White people do crimes too. You know what I mean? White people do crime. All right? So don't say only black people or Spanish people. No. White folks do crime as well if they're poor, right? Even rich white people do crime, but they only do white collar crime. You know what I mean? And why the hell they call it white collar crime anyway? It's a damn crime, period. Shoot. A crime is a crime. All right? Just like a sin is a sin. Ain't a sin bigger than the other sin. A crime is a crime. So I'm saying, so it's just about the individual, right? So that leads me to this topic right here. Before the one topic I want to talk about, but before I talk about that topic, right? Let me talk about this topic right here. What time it is? 22. Okay. So in 1980 Jamaican general election, right? That was widely regarded as one of the bloodiest elections in Jamaica's history. Bloodiest election, even to this day. During that time, right, more than 800 people were killed in the political violence surrounding the campaign. Although some estimates vary slightly depending on the source, the violence was rooted in years of political rivalry, gang activity, economic hardship, and Cold War tensions, right? So even the Cold War back in the day, if you're Gen X or older, I don't think the millennials are not going to really know about the Cold War because they were babies when that happened. But you know what I'm saying, during the Cold War in 1980, I was 8, 9 years old, right? So even the Cold War, you know what I'm saying, affected Jamaica too, right? I guarantee the Cold War probably affected the world. You know what I'm saying? That was always Russia, right? So in Jamaica, the two major parties, right, was PNP and GOP. So PNP, just like the Democrats and Republicans, the PNP is called the People National Party, right? At the time, Michael Manley was the leader at the time, right? The GLP is called Jamaica Labor Party, right? And it was ruled by Edward Seaga. You know what I'm saying? Those two damn politicians right there in the 70s and 80s, right? So despite the names, the party were not simply divided by labor issues, but by the 1980, they had become associated with competing political ideology and strong neighborhood loyalties, right? Because I remember, I'm telling you right now, at the time when that happened in 1980, I was 9 years old. And I was still in Jamaica at the time because I came to America in 1981. And to be honest with you, maybe because I was too young, I don't remember that damn thing. I don't remember that. But it happened, right? Well, you know, I was 9 when it happened. Maybe because the neighborhood I lived at the time, because my mother was in America, I remember. And I stayed with my grandmother for a while in the country. I stayed with one of my aunties in another country, in Jamaica. And then later on, I stayed with my other aunt, my mother's sister, in the city. And where we lived at in the city, it was kind of safe, a safe neighborhood then. I mean, my aunt had, she got like two houses in Jamaica right now, two homes in Jamaica. And both those homes that she lived at, that she had in Jamaica, God, she still has those homes, man. After 50 years, two houses in Jamaica, and she lived in Texas, right? But I do remember as a kid, I felt safe. If I'm crying, I did. I really did. I mean, I felt safe and protected when I was in Jamaica. I mean, called my auntie them. They took care of us. They was living good. They had a good job anyway in Jamaica. I mean, yeah. So the Cold War influenced it, right? So the election occurred during the Cold War. So Manley, he pursued democratic socialist policies and maintained close relationship with leaders such as Fidel Castro. Think about it. Fidel Castro, dictator. So Michael Manley, right, democratic socialist. And when I'm reading this damn thing, for when I first read it, and I'm thinking, we have a lot of democratic socialists popping up, winning elections this year, 2026. And I got to be honest with you, man. When it comes to the democratic socialists, that's why I got to do the story, right? Because it's more about the election of 1980, right? It's more about this. When I read the Democratic Socialist, Manley, Democratic Socialist, and I've seen a lot of Democratic Socialists that is winning election this year, right? I wonder, because, you know, socialism can lead, to me anyway, to communism. Let me say that again. Socialism can lead to communism. So imagine if 90% of the House wins as Democratic Socialist. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You know, right? And then we get like a Democratic Socialist president. You know the first thing he's going to do? He's going to say, there won't be no more elections. I'm telling you. I'm not a fan of Democratic Socialist, man. Because when I first started hearing about these socialists, I'm like, damn, it might be a good thing. You know what I mean? But to me, the Democratic Socialists, what they want you to do is to depend on the government. You know what I mean? They're gonna give you the bare minimum. You don't want to depend on the damn government, man, to live. Right? Me personally, I would rather live in a capitalist society than a socialist society. You understand me? I'd rather be going to make my damn money than depending on what the government can give me. Don't get me wrong though. There are people out there that really need the help. Now, damn, I'm struggling right now. Life is hard. You know what I'm saying? Please help me out, Mr. Government. Nothing wrong with that. As long as not on a permanent basis. Temporary, just help you for some months or maybe a year or two, no more than 2 years, whatever time frame, right? Just for you to get back on your feet. You see what I'm saying? I think that's what the government should do. That's a good thing. To help people out. You know what I mean? Because things are hard. Life is, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people lose their damn jobs. You know what I mean? And hard to find, even if you're getting paid good money, it's hard to go back and find the same job, a job that pays you just as good. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might have to take a damn pay cut, make less money. You understand that? You know what I mean? So that's one thing that's kind of scary, right? It's probably not going to happen in my lifetime. But when I see my grandkids, it's going to happen in their lifetime. When I see all these Democratic Socialists popping up. People in America, y'all better start doing your research on the people y'all vote for. Okay? You better start doing research, man. Because, right? If those people been in politics long enough that you that are running for office, all you gotta do is just Google their name. And we gotta Google their voting records. And you can see the type of things that they vote for, that they actually be voting for. You see what I'm saying? We just gotta be mindful of who we vote for. We just can't vote for any nilly-nilly. Don't call them Democrats. You know what I'm saying? Or just because they're Republican. You know what I mean? Because remember, whether you're Democrat, whether you're Republican, a lot of y'all are poor out there. A lot of us are very poor. Right? You know what I mean? And you don't want them to be taking your rights away. Because I don't want everyone to live in a country where it becomes communist. Right? Because communism don't work, don't really work, man. Right? And why would those communism people want to keep the people unhappy? That's sad. Eventually, the people going to rise up. Especially here in America. I mean, America is, they use a certain lifestyle. And then, if that ever happened, there going to be a lot of bloodshed. You know what I'm saying? I know, I get it. America had military, right, and police officers too, right? But you know, there will be bloodshed on both sides because we as Americans, we don't want people telling us what to do. Tell us what to do, right? I know a lot of times when when Democrats and Republicans were running for president, right? And they were saying Donald Trump, he's gonna be a dictator. He's gonna be an autocrat. All kind of stuff they was talking about Trump, right? Don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of Trump. Right? I'm not a fan of that man, period. You know what I'm saying? But that didn't scare me about it because this man is 87 years old. How long does he have left? Let's be real about the situation. I can see if it was like J.D. Vance, somebody like that, you know what I'm saying? And he could be setting the groundwork right now. You know what I mean? For the next person to take over. You understand me? And I have a theory too. There might be something crazy to y'all. All of Donald Trump is the Republican. But I think sometimes, right, secretly, he's working with the Democrats. Think about it. Especially right now in the second term. Because the thing that he's doing right now is very unfavorable. Right? For Republicans. See what I'm saying? And I do believe, sometimes I'm trying to think that a lot of them probably gonna lose a seat come November. You know what I mean? Because of what's going on, the war that nobody asked for. You know what I mean? Man, this week past weekend, 4 soldiers got killed by Iran. May those young soldiers rest in peace. The youngest was 19 years old, man. Wow. 19 years old. I mean, but yeah, let's go back to the Jamaican now, right? So back in those days, man, I remember as a kid here in America, I used to hear people talk about all the older people, man, how Jamaica was so violent, especially when it comes to election time, around election season. And even then, I used to always think, what's wrong with these stupid-ass people, these dumb people? Why are you violent? Because, you know what I'm saying, because somebody voted for somebody you don't like and you're going to kill them. You see what I'm saying? To me, that's unnecessary. That's crazy to me. For real, right? And the politicians don't make it better. You know what I mean? So the thing about it, man, back then, in 1980, hundreds of families lost loved ones, right? Political violence became deeply embedded in some Jamaican communities. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. The political violence, man, that's embedded in those things. Now, let's talk about something else. I'm currently reading this book right now. Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And the name of her book is called The Art of War. Interesting. A lot of stuff in the book that's interesting, right? So, in the book, she's talking because she's, you know, she's been in politics forever, for like over 30-something years, man. She's been in politics, so she's been around, right? So, in the book, she talks about the Tiananmen Men Square Massacre that happened in 1989 on June 3rd, during June 3rd and June 4th, 1989. I didn't talk about it on that podcast. It's interesting, right? Because it weaves into the same type of topics I want to talk about, right? So here we go. So the protests began in April 1989 after the death of Yu Yao Bang, a reform-minded Communist Party leader. Now, he was a communist. Students gathered to mourn him and soon expanded their demands to include, right? I don't know, white people be mourning, like the brainwashed, man, be mourning these communist leaders, man. Who's trying to suppress them? I don't get it. Trust me, right? So the demand include greater political freedom, freedom of speech and the press, government accountability, action against corruption, and democratic reforms, right? That's what they want. They want basically to be a democracy. This China, that was in 1989. So I'm saying? That movement grew rapidly, eventually drawing hundreds of thousands of students, workers, and ordinary citizens to Tiananmen Square. So after weeks of protests, China's leadership declared martial law on the night of June 3rd and June 4th. The People's Liberation Army moved into Beijing with tanks and troops. Let's fire live ammunition in several parts of the city to clear streets leading to the square. So many protesters and civilians were killed or injured due to the operation. So we don't know, they don't know like how many people died, like the approximate number, but the Chinese government initially reported, right, around 200 to 300 deaths, including soldiers. But other people have estimated that several hundred to over 1,000 civilians died that day. You know what I mean? So the reason why I decided I want to bring this up too, right? When I talk about Democrats, socialists, you know what I'm saying? One time, if I'm not mistaken, China was just a socialist country. And eventually, they become communists. You see what I'm saying? That's what I believe if enough people vote for these socialist people. That's what I believe America will turn into. You know what I mean? America might not be a perfect country. It's not perfect. But guess what, though? I love the democracy that America has, the freedom of speech. I love that. I love going to the where I can work two jobs if I feel like it. I go to make my money. You know what I mean? I love that stuff. I love all the stuff. Yeah, America's not perfect, but it's way better than a lot of countries out there. You know what I mean? Look at so many countries, right? Where you have leaders that's running the country, that'll be running the country for over 30 years. And nothing changed within the time frame. Nothing get better. Right? Nothing gets better. Those are the type of things I can't rock with. You know what I mean? I like how the presidency, you can't run for more than two terms. I like that. It's good. I mean, sometimes I just think though, man, that kind of scary though. when you think about it, that imagine if America started turning to that to a socialist society. I mean, don't get me wrong, we do have social programs like SNAP benefits, all that stuff, right? We have all of that. Right? We have SNAP benefits, all the good stuff. I mean, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, right? All social programs. And those programs are pretty good to help out people that need the help. You know what I mean? Because everything, two things could be true at the same time. America could still have social programs to help out the needy and be a capitalist society at the same time. You know what I mean? Me personally, I like to work for my money. I like to go there and get it. Someday I'll be tired as hell, very tired. I know that I got to work. You know what I mean? I know that I have to work. I make my money. Now, talk about the SAVE Act. All right? Let's talk about SAVE Act for a second. So, when I do a little research, and I didn't do it like a really deep dive, but that's a small enough dive, right? Of the SAVE Act. Right? I was saying, right? Sometimes, unless I'm missing something about the SAVE Act, right? I honestly don't immediately see what is so wrong with requiring proof of citizenship. See what I'm saying? In order to register to vote. There's nothing wrong with that. Passport. If you're a naturalized citizen, your citizenship, your birth certificate, right? All this stuff. I know there's probably other stuff to it, right? But this part right here, you know what I mean? I don't see the issue with that. Sometimes the Democrats, sometimes they get on my nerves, right? Get it, a lot of people don't have passports in America. A lot of people that's poor don't have passport, right? But it's good to still highlight those type of things. Yes, highlight it. I don't like what's safe, but also, give people direction on how to achieve the passport. Can I be honest for a second? I'm going to be honest for a second, right? If you could find the money to buy weed, if you could find the money to go to a liquor store and buy there and drink, if you could find the money to go clubbing, let's be real, a lot of poor people there, that's what they do, right? I was poor. I lived in the ghetto. That's what we did. You see what I'm saying? You could save a little bit of money, right? But even if you to get yourself a passport, you're not going to pay more than $140 for the passport. You can save a little bit of money here and there until you have enough money, right? Why don't you, Democratic Party, try to help people, direct people, give them, you know what I'm saying? Ideas on how to actually apply for the passport. Even with your birth certificate, right? You don't have a birth certificate. I get it. People that probably were born in the 1940s, 1930s, probably don't have a birth certificate because of the times. You see what I'm saying? But something that they have, right? They might have a birth certificate, right? So guess what you do, right? They're always there where they're the will, they're the way. Right? Create some kind of website. Create something where a person that's elderly, you know what I mean, going on the damn website, right? Nine times out of ten, they have grandkids to help them out anyway with the link, right? 90% of the time, they're going to have somebody younger to help them figure that shit out. You see what I'm saying? And for any young people that out there that don't have the birth certificate, you could go to a website like Vital Statistics and order your damn birth certificate. 20 bucks. Come on now. I know you can afford $29, right? Maybe less than that. See what I'm saying? For your diagonal birth certificate. There's so much that you can do, right? And that's one thing with the Democrat Party that kind of, I don't know, man, that makes me mad sometimes, right? I always say, tell people what they can't, how people can do. Don't underestimate people, man. Right? The only thing you got to do is give them the tool. And I guarantee if you talk about it, and you talk about it enough, they're going to utilize the tool, that tool. They will use that tool. That's what I'm saying. They're going to be able to use that dagger tool. For real though, man. So I don't want to be hearing the Democrats always talking negative, right? Let's find positive all of these type of things. See what I'm saying? Say if the same act passed, if it passed, it passed, it doesn't pass, whatever. You know what I mean? Because either way, you know Donald Trump is going to get his way anyway. Let's be honest with you. The man is going to get his way. Because those there Republicans, they are afraid of him, and they're going to capitulate to him. Let me say that again. They will capitulate to him. They're going to do his bidding. They're going to do whatever he wants, even at the expense of the people that vote them in office. They don't care, right? They're like Rick Jackson in all of Georgia, running for governor of Georgia right now. And he run against Keisha Lance Bottom, Democrat. Now he's a Republican. And when I saw a clip off the die, man, said he's going to be basically a Donald Trump guy. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be Donald Trump-like, maybe, if he become governor. Is that the type of governor that you, people that, leaders that you want, though, to be like the next man? Don't you want leaders to be of their own? Why would you want, as a voter, as a Republican, right? Why would you want those type of leaders anyway? That mean whatever Donald Trump wants, right? He's going to vote for Donald Trump. Even if it's going to hurt you, the people that vote for him, the one that voted for him, even if it's going to hurt you. See what I'm saying? Because the federal government, let me say it again, the federal government is thinking things on a macro level. The governor is thinking things on a micro, right? On a micro level, should be thinking things on a micro level. That means, right, the federal government is thinking about the whole country, international, all kind of stuff, right? The governor is responsible for his or her state, one state. So I'm saying? The federal government is in charge of the whole country and things that happen international. So, when a president, right, on both sides of the aisle, want a bill, believe it or not, sometimes it's going to hurt some people. That damn bill, you know what I mean? Everybody's not going to be in for that. Yeah. The government, the federal government, think things widely. That's what I'm saying, though. So when Rick Jackson talk about he's going to be a Donald Trump guy, like to me, he's just licking Donald Trump booty hole till his tongue turned doodle brown. Till his tongue turned doodle brown. I can't stand a bootlicker. I hate that with a passion, right? God, how can I trust you now to fight for me? I'm dead serious though, man. That's the type of thing we need to start thinking of. Even though I vote Democrat, if I'm voting for my damn senator, I do not want my senator to be nothing like the president. No. I want them to have their own damn mind. You see what I'm saying? I want them to have their own damn mind. I never want my damn senator, Congress or governor to say, I'm going to be like the president. You know what I mean? Nah, man. That's crazy to me. And he's not the first person that run for public office I hear say that. Politicians in Florida. And I ain't know anything about it. You know, it's always these old politicians. Be saying those types of things. I haven't really heard too many young politicians say that. It's always these old politicians. And the dude's a billionaire. He's rich, he's wealthy. I don't get it. You rich people shouldn't be telling, you know what I'm saying? No, you're gonna be like a lapdog to Trump? Sorry to me. Man, I just don't like those type of things. I'm a rich man, I don't give a damn. I'm running for governor, yeah. And the thing, and not only that though, man, Georgia, right? I wish I could get it right. Stop putting these billionaires in the office, man. We need to stop voting for these damn billionaires. That's why I think we'll never get better in America. Because those billionaires, the only thing they're going to do is figure a way to align their pockets even more. And all they're going to do is they don't give a damn about you because they're wealthy. You know what I mean? This dude in Georgia, he wants to cut your damn Medicaid. Is that what you want? Is that the type of stuff you're going to vote for? You know what I mean? While Keisha Lance Bottom wanted to expand Medicaid in Georgia. Come on now. Let's be smart about it. You know what I mean? Stop letting the Republicans fearmonger you about these trans people. You see what I'm saying? When you don't even have health insurance. That's what I'm talking about, okay? When you don't have health insurance. That's all I'm saying. All right? Now, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.